Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The salvation which the Lord is pleased to manifest in Christ is not merely a promise of deliverance from the certainty of judgment and the fires of hell, but rather it is a complete deliverance from sin which doth so easily beset them. Thus Paul says to the Corinthians, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We read of several occasions in the scriptures whereupon the Lord acted at midnight. The first was when he slew the firstborn in Egypt. While this was a sorrowful occurrence in the households of Egypt, it was a time of great joy among the Israelites as the Lord passed over those houses where the blood of the Lamb was displayed and served as a harbinger of their freedom from the oppression of slavery. Next, we read of Samson who arose at midnight and carried off the gates of the city of Gaza in the face of those who plotted his death. In this, we see a picture of the Lord Jesus, who was blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. It was at midnight when Boaz awakened to find Ruth laying at his feet. As a result of this, we see another picture of the Lord Jesus, who is our kinsman redeemer, just as Boaz purchased the redemption of Ruth and took her to be his wife. Through that union, we trace the lineage of the line of the tribe of Judah. He who trod the winepress of God's wrath alone and by his own arm brought salvation to those which were given to him. It is at midnight when David said he would arise and give thanks for the Lord's judgment, for it is in the darkness of night that these judgments appear. But it is only as the Lord enlightens a man and causes him to rejoice in those judgments that he could possibly do so. By nature, men scoff at the judgment of God, despising even the very thought of it. While David was the penman of this psalm, we nonetheless believe him to have recorded the words of Christ. For indeed he prayed at midnight on several occasions. It was likely around this midnight hour when Christ was pouring out his soul before the Lord in intercession for those which the Father had given unto him, and his disciples slept due to human weakness, none watching with him, as wicked men approached to bring him to the judgment hall of men. It was at midnight when Eutychus fell from the third floor window, having fallen asleep. In this we see again the weakness of human flesh manifested, but we also see demonstrated the great mercy of God in restoring his life as Paul ministered unto him. Who can stand before the Lord or overturn his purpose? His word shall not return unto him void. Then it was at midnight when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God according to his purpose. They were moved to do so by his Spirit which worked in them mightily, but they could have had no knowledge of the ultimate reason for their time of praise or their purpose for being in this particular jail at that particular time. The Lord would use an earthquake, a man's natural fear, a bit of good news, and the glorious word of God to get the attention of a Philippian jailer who had no prior knowledge of Christ. It is interesting that this jailer sprang in with a light. In this we see the picture of a man in nature's night, awakened, fearing the worst, but having been given a light that he might see. The Lord sent a preacher with the only message that would do him any good, just as he sent Philip to meet with the Ethiopian eunuch, Peter to Cornelius, and he himself kept appointments with the woman at the well of Samaria, a blind beggar beside the road, and a short tax collector up a sycamore tree. Oh, how great is the mercy of God to bring salvation to unworthy and unseeking sinners. Truly, these scenarios demonstrate that the Lord's people shall be willing in the day of his power. How are his ways past finding out? Paul told this man all that he needed to know. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. One moment he has no consideration of what salvation even is, and the next he is asking how it might be his. This is much the same manner in which that thief upon the cross was suddenly brought to call upon the one who alone is salvation. Do you call upon this one who saves sinners?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.